This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Top U.S. lawmakers scrambled on Sunday to reach difficult agreements as quickly as possible on a new aid package for the coronavirus-battered economy, a funding bill to avoid a government shutdown, and the defense budget. Current federal budget law expires on December 11th. If Congress fails to agree on a new one by that date, American public finances will suddenly dry up. In order to avoid a shutdown, Congress could decide to pass a temporary law for a few days to give itself time between now and Christmas to reach a broad annual agreement on the 2021 budget. Republican and Democratic leaders have indicated they would like the budget bill to include the next economic aid measures for the coronavirus, which have been the subject of bitter negotiations. Lawmakers have negotiated for months on passing such a bill, but haven't come to terms on how much to spend and what to spend it on. U.S. President Donald Trump says his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, has tested positive for COVID-19. He's the latest member of the president's inner circle to contract the disease. The 76-year-old former New York City mayor's age puts him in a high-risk group. And the New York Times and ABC News reported he was hospitalized on Sunday in Washington as the U.S. faces a record surge in coronavirus cases. Giuliani's diagnosis comes after he has been crisscrossing the country, leading the president's unsuccessful effort to undo Joe Biden's victory in the November 3rd presidential election. And South Korea is reporting 615 new coronavirus cases on Monday, capping a month of triple-digit daily increases that have driven the nation's largest wave of infections in 9 months. From Washington, this is VOA News.